God's lifestyle for you. God has provided things for His Christians that no one else can have. Think about this. In John chapter 3, verse 16, it states, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Also in John 10, chapter 10, Jesus is saying, "I am come that they may have life, and have it more abundantly." Now we know that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. But before He left, He said that He would be with us always, and that He would never leave or forsake us. Also, He prayed the Father that He would send us another Comforter. And we know that Comforter is the Holy Spirit. Now think about this. How awesome the Father is, the Eternal Father. Think about how awesome our Lord and Savior is, Jesus. And think about how awesome the Holy Spirit is, who they are, and how much they love us, and what they have provided for us. And again, I want you to consider something. Now, there are famous people in this world. You know, over time, over history, there's just famous people who have accomplished great things. Entertainers, athletes, educators, just famous people in all walks of life. People in the media, people who just accomplished great things. Now consider this, especially depending on your, depending on what you're interested in, you just know famous people in your area of interest. Now, wouldn't it be interesting to know who these people are? They have accomplished great things. They're noted for excellence, even as far as even being noted in history as far as being great in their area. Wouldn't it be really incredible or interesting to really know these people and know how they really are? Now, we know them in the media, and we know them as far as their exploits. But wouldn't it be great to know them personally? Now, if you're one of their friends, or one of their family members, someone that's really close to them, you know them personally. You know them in ways that the media or the public does not know them. You know how they really are. Well, we who have received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are now part of God's family. So what the Lord has provided for us is to know Him like no one else. No one else can know Jesus. No one else can know the Father. No one else can know the Holy Spirit the way we can know Him, to have access to who He really is. This is something the Lord has provided for us. Fellowship with God, and it's only for His Christians, only for His family. Now, many of you are just waiting for heaven. You're Christians, and you want to live right for God. And when you die and go to heaven, you'll have real fellowship with Him. But the Lord wants fellowship with you now. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven. Now, some of you may say, "Well, I fellowship with God when I pray or when I worship." I don't disagree. Yes, you do fellowship with the Lord when you pray and when you worship. But the Lord has even more for you. He wants to manifest Himself to you. He wants to just show who He really is. He wants you to experience Him. Now, let me ask you something. Have you ever heard His voice? Do you feel His presence? Have you ever experienced His manifested power? These are just a few ways that the Lord will manifest Himself to you. Even if you have experienced the Lord in one of these ways that I just mentioned, let me ask you another question. Are you experiencing the Lord every day? The Lord has something He wants to do for you every day. Now, I know this is a radical ideal for many of you, that you can experience His fellowship every day. But this is part of the lifestyle that God has provided for you, His family, the ones who have received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I also want to add something that is a misconception among many in God's church. For the Lord to manifest Himself to you, for Him to speak to you, you don't have to be a preacher or a prophet. You don't have to be saved for 30 years or have a high-ranking position in the church. You don't have to fast 30 days or accomplish something great for the Lord to speak to you. He requires just two things: that you have received Him as His Lord, as your Lord and Savior, and also that you're serious about your relationship with Him. I have a testimony of a young woman in our church. I think it would help you build your faith to hear her testimony.